President Bush says he is encouraged by North Korea's apparent shift in policy. Pyongyang says it is willing to hold talks on its nuclear weapons program in any format. Previously, it had insisted on direct bilateral negotiations with the United States. Analysts are suggesting the war in Iraq may explain the reason for the change in North Korea's position. From Tokyo, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Analysts say the North Korean statement appears to represent a dramatic shift. Until now, North Korea has insisted on direct one-on-one talks with the U.S. Like most statements from North Korea, though, this one was vague and open to interpretation. North Korea, for instance, says it will talk only if the U.S. makes what it calls a bold switchover in its Korea policy. It did not elaborate, but in the past, North Korea has said it wants the U.S. to sign a non-aggression pact, promising never to attack North Korea. It also wants diplomatic recognition and generous amounts of economic aid. President Bush, speaking to reporters yesterday at the White House, did not address those demands, but he did say he was encouraged by the apparent shift in North Korea's position.
We are making good progress in North Korea. We have made it clear that we think that the best way to deal with their proliferation is through a multinational forum. It looks like that might be coming to fruition. That's very good news.
It's not entirely clear why North Korea has suddenly softened its position, but analysts say it's no coincidence that this new policy has emerged now, only a few days after the collapse of Saddam Hussein's regime in Iraq. North Korean leader Kim Jong-il is known to watch satellite television compulsively, and speculation is that he's been holed up in Pyongyang watching the war in Iraq on CNN and BBC television. Kim recently disappeared from public view for 50 days, further fueling speculation that he's indeed worried. South Korean President No Moo-hyun says he believes the North Korean leader is, quote, petrified by the war in Iraq, afraid that he may be the next target of U.S. military action. Henry Sikulski, director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, says clearly the U.S. show of force in Iraq has gotten the attention of the North Korean leadership.
Well, apparently it's done an immensely powerful thing to focus their diplomacy. So all I can say is perhaps that's what's needed to get them to recognize they need to talk.
Sikulski says he supports the idea of regime change in North Korea.
Surely no one who sees that regime properly recognizes that people flee it to the relief of China can think for a moment that there is a decent form of government there now.
The U.S. has recently bolstered its military presence on and near the Korean Peninsula, dispatching 24 long-range bombers to Guam and several stealth fighters to South Korea. But North Korea is not Iraq. Its army is much larger and better equipped. Military analysts say any war in the Korean Peninsula would be much more devastating than the one in Iraq. That's one reason why President Bush is emphasizing a diplomatic approach to the crisis over North Korea's nuclear weapons program. That's a view shared by two of North Korea's neighbors, South Korea and Japan, the two countries most likely to bear the brunt of another war on the Korean Peninsula. Hitoshi Tanaka is Japan's deputy foreign minister.
There are lots of regimes we do not like, but war is not the only means to change the situation. I believe in the wisdom of diplomatic solutions here.
Those diplomatic efforts have been stuck for many months now, but now they seem to be picking up steam. North Korea has opened the door for the kind of international talks the U.S. wants, and today South Korea presented the U.S. with its ideas for finding a peaceful solution to the North Korean crisis. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Tokyo.